Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Time now for the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night. And you asked, you demanded it. You got it. Liftoff for number 99.
Here's the pitch. High fly ball, deep left field. Down the left field line. It is off the fair pole. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now. Three-run homer, Aaron Judge. This game is tied at 6-6.
This place has waited for this whole time. This year, last year, year before.
There you go. Bang it off the fair pole. That's how it sounded here on The Fan. Of course, the home of the Yankees, Dave Sims, Susan Waldman, as Judge bangs it off the yellow. And, of course, that was the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night, brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of Major League Baseball. Now, listen, think about when home runs are hitting clutch moments, right? There's some are no doubters, some are, is it fair, is it foul, is it far enough, some catch you by surprise. Like the Leyward's home run, you mentioned that before, yeah. Off Walters on the slider, when he foolishly threw him the slider and sped up his bat. I didn't know for sure if that was gone because he was out in front of it, had a lot of hang time, but it's not
every... Also, it was Jim Leyward who hit it, not like it's Aaron Judge.
Correct. And, you know, it's not, even with big home runs like Judge last night... It doesn't happen too often where almost time is suspended. Like there were, and it felt like 10 seconds, but it's probably in reality two, where, and nobody knew what was going to happen. It goes from eerie, deathly, anticipatory silence to bedlam. Just crazy.
Yeah, and it only is that way because you see it hit the pole. And if you didn't see that, it'd be wondering what was going on. Was it fair? Was it foul? But once it hits the foul pole, I don't know why it was referred to as the fair pole. I call it the foul pole.
I did, too. I guess I never heard that. Smoltz's annoying me. He never annoyed me. He's like, well, when it hits the pole, it's the fair pole. When it's not, it's the foul pole.
Smoltz was talking about this?
I think Smoltz said it, or the other guy.
I missed that. I was probably just in my text at that particular moment. I don't remember what Smoltz was saying. But I heard Dave say it off the fair pole.
Yeah.
Is it the fair pole or foul pole? Like, my whole life I was told it was the foul pole.
Mm-hmm.
Never once did anybody ever say... fair pole when I was growing up in baseball. No matter what. Like,
I'm with you. Foul pole.
Little League. Foul pole. 100% foul pole down there.
Yeah. Off the foul pole. Even if it hit the foul pole, it's a home run.
Are they the foul lines that people paint, or are they the fair lines?
They're the foul lines.
They're the foul lines.
Yeah, so why not the extension as you go vertically?
It is.
I know.
It is the foul. So I'm not sure where.
All right, we got to get the memo to Dave Sims.
I don't think it's just Dave. I do think other people have said fair pole. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that term. PT and Sal on The Fan. Rich is calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are
you? Awesome win last night. Man, there's some stats that everyone has been sleeping on.
Go ahead. Yeah,
Aaron Judge has now hit 6 home runs that are game-tying or pull-ahead home runs in playoffs. To say that he hasn't done anything big. There's only one other person who's done that in Major League history, and he's retired already. It's Big Poppy. The second one is that now in clutch game tying situations or go ahead games, there's only three other Yankees or two other Yankees that has hit more than him. And that is number one is Bernie Williams, and number two, or the big one,
yep,
Derek Jeter with 12 home runs.
Rich, think about that. No, we appreciate the stats. You're right. It just goes to show you just, you know, how he's been probably misserved in the court of public opinion, but Bernie had a lot more bats, and so did Derek at this point. They played a lot longer. They were always in it. They always went deep, and that's not to diminish them being clutch and being great, but it's a smaller sample for Judge. He's still right there with him.
But there is a difference in the inability to perform in clutch moments, which I've never felt that that was the case with Aaron Judge, versus his performance in the postseason has been substandard. Like, that's a fact. I don't think that's people overreacting. Aaron Judge, to date, has not been what he's been in the regular season in the postseason. This is the first postseason that we're starting to see that. Too many singles for my liking in the first round, but you'd rather have a base hit than not. I'm just saying that if Judge were to hit a single every single time up the rest of the way, every opposing manager would sign up for that. That's why they probably, like, Schneider's not going to pitch to him tonight. He's now going to learn from his mistake and trust what he should have known better to not pitch to Aaron Judge and walk him. So you'd give up a single and you will walk Aaron Judge. But Judge, the big double last night, obviously the home run, he's had big moments before. He's just never had a sustained postseason to the level of the way he's performed in the regular season. That's a fact.
I agree. Well, you said something before, I think it was in the first segment, where, you know, that pop-up in the World Series really reshaped it. I mean, that's just an egregious, it's a horrendous play. He knows it. It was like that visual was painful.
But it's just such a
I'm not saying it's fair. No, I'm just saying it's unfair.
That singular mistake. Like, that's, it's not like he had, like, I would be more pissed at Jazz, who's yawning and not paying attention last night, than I am for a guy who was trying to be aggressive and taking his eye off the ball for a split second. Now, you can't drop it. It's a bad error, but it wasn't a mental thing. It wasn't because he can't do it. Like, that's a play he makes a million out of a million in one time.
Not even a pure center fielder. Saying he was playing out of position because the Yankees roster, as we know, was jacked up and constructed wrong. So, I agree, but so it was such a, even though I'm with you on the optics of Jazz and Nobby years ago blowing the bubble, it was such an easy play for a major leaguer that, like, you couldn't help, you knew he was going to get harpooned, and rightfully so. And then you look at the at-bat over the weekend, bases juiced, and then his counterpart, Vladdy, you know, bangs one to the top tank. So those things add up, but I feel like there's been those two or three isolated moments that have kind of defined him, and it's unfair. But it's up to him, and last night was another big step, even with the singles and the other hits early before that. It's not up to us to dispel that. It's up to number 99.
But think about this. If he had that moment last year in the ALCS against the lights-out closer with the Guardians, he has that moment. He comes through. It wasn't enough. Like, everybody just dismisses that as if it never even happened. And it's like, whoa, he's not clutch in the postseason.
Yep.
Well, the drop fly ball in center field, when the Yankees were going to lose that series anyway, and there were a litany of errors, not just that one.
Garrett Cole didn't cover first base. Rizzo was asleep.
That's not the reason they lost that series to the Dodgers. Dodgers were flat out better. But so then why is that accentuated? And just we gloss over the fact that Judge hit an enormous home run on the road in the championship series against one of the best closers in the sport. It just glossed over because you expect him to do that every time.
Is it because Soto was better?
I don't think so. I personally don't think that.
World Series home run, Soto in Dodger Stadium. You know that they also hit massive one against the Guardians. No. Remember when he fouled it? You know, basically over the dugout. Yeah. That at bat. But I don't even know if that's the answer. But when you're on, now Soto was better than Judge in the postseason a year ago. But when you're on the same field and you bat 2-3. It's a different level of analysis.
I think it's more the postseason history for either player. Soto had the pedigree winning the World Series in 2019, and Judge has not lived up to his lofty standard set in the regular season. All right, more of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.